Lycopodium. This remedy is made of the spores of an evergreen trailing plant of the same name, also called club moss. In home prescribing, there are two main areas of use. The first is anxiety and issues around lack of self-confidence. And the second is in the digestive sphere. It can also be used for upper respiratory tract symptoms where the bigger picture fits, and I'll talk about these later. The classic Lycopodium type, when we look at the old homeopathic books, is a bookish type of person who has a weak body. Someone who is drawn to more intellectual pursuits and prefers this world over that of physical work or play. However, as usual, in real life we see that this remedy can be really useful for a wide range of people where some of the core issues and symptoms fit. So one of the key aspects of Lycopodium is a feeling of anxiety and a lack of self-confidence. And the Lycopodium feeling can often be in the form of, I'm not sure that I'm strong enough to do this. Can I handle this? Do I feel brave enough? This can generate a real feeling of anxiety, timidity, and indecision. So people can find themselves needing Lycopodium when they feel anxious, faced with a new or daunting challenge, or they're faced with new responsibilities that are out of their comfort zone. This could be giving a talk, or setting up a new business, or meeting new people. In children, this might be triggered by the social or academic expectations at school or changing to a new school. Some people needing Lycopodium hide their insecurity and timidity by bluster and bravado or by being domineering and bossy, especially with those who are familiar, such as close friends and family. There can be a lot of irritability or anger in this remedy too, and they can be especially grumpy in the mornings. People in this remedy state tend not to crave the company of people all the time. They can find it a little bit intimidating or intrusive, and they're quite happy to be alone. However, they do like the reassurance of having people nearby. So Lycopodium children are probably quite happy playing in the room on their own, as long as they know that either their mum or dad is close by in case they need a hand. Issues with the digestive system are a very important part of the Lycopodium state, and constipation and wind are prominent symptoms. The digestive system in this state has a tendency to be slow and sluggish, and it's a remedy that can be useful for constipation that comes on when you're away from home. The Lycopodium digestion can easily feel overloaded, and people needing this remedy sometimes end up feeling full after only a few mouthfuls of a meal. There's easy bloating and wind, and the triggers for this particular remedy type that aggravate wind include bread and other carbohydrates, beans and cabbage. And this can trigger noisy abdominal churning as well, a sort of fermentation idea, and flatulence. People needing Lycopodium can also have increased burping, which can provide momentary relief from digestive discomfort, which shortly comes back and they're needing to burp again. The digestive state copes better with hot drinks and hot food and regular meals. Headaches can come on from missing a meal and can accompany digestive problems. People in the Lycopodium state sometimes get sore throats and tonsillitis, which can respond well to this remedy. The throat symptoms in Lycopodium can tend to be worse on the right side, and there may be some discharge of pus from the tonsils. The glands in the neck can be sore and enlarged. A stuffed up nose and sinus catarrh can be an issue for Lycopodium. Headache and other head symptoms such as neuralgia can feel better when the nose starts to run. Colds that move downwards resulting in a rattly catarrhal chest are also covered by this remedy. As described in the throat, symptoms in Lycopodium can have a tendency to be quite right-sided. And in addition, symptoms that start on the right then move to the left are also covered by Lycopodium. Kidney and bladder issues, gout, and stiff rheumatic conditions can all be helped by Lycopodium where the bigger picture fits. Lycopodium people and those needing this remedy have a tendency to feel quite chilly, but they do feel better in the fresh open air. All symptoms tend to be worse in the late afternoon, generally between 4 in the afternoon and 8 at night. and they often feel tired and hungry at this time as well.